Well, thank you for praying with me, and I will take your calls. If you get online, the number here, you might be new. For example, Seattle, I'm going to welcome you at 1590 AM. It's good to have you on board. If you've never called in and you want prayer, let me give you the number. Put this in the speed dial. Every afternoon at this time, we gather together coast to coast and literally around the world. And in one spirit, one voice, we petition our Heavenly Father, who is good, who is merciful, who, as St. Faustina said, no mind, be it human or angelic, will ever fathom the depths of his mercy through all eternity. We go before the throne of God and we pray for each other. The number is 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. And gosh, it's always good just to pray with you. So many heavy intentions. I've been praying for you. If you call the chaplain, if I read your emails, you know, and but just being part of my spiritual family here, I'm praying for you all the time. I mean that. My wife and I, we had to take a ride late last night after I got off the air, and we prayed a rosary and a chaplet, and we lifted you up in particular. You're always in that prayer with us, the Mariani family. So pray for me. I could always use your prayers, you know, and so could my family too. I mean, Satan hates what I'm doing here. He hates it with a passion. There's a tremendous enmity for those who promote the work of God, who promote his mercy especially. And I thank God for his protection and just ask for your blessing and for your prayer so that he may continue to bless me. Hey, I'm praying today with my colleague Maggie. You pray with me today, right, Meg?
Yes, sir.
All right. Good to have you with me as always. I never know sometimes who's going to be joining me, but always enjoy praying with you. Anything you want to pray for, Maggie, as we kick it off?
Sure. I want to lift up some praise and thanksgiving. I've seen a lot of answered prayers lately, so I'm just thankful for that. And I have a private intention as well that I want to lift up.
I'll keep praying for that private intention, but I'm the same way, Meg. And I when I went to Mass today, I was thanking the Lord just for how good he's been to me. I mean, I'm reflecting back just on the past couple of weeks, past couple of months.
Amazing.
How prayers are answered, how unexpected blessings are coming my way. It's just, it really is amazing. And, you know, I know we often petition and maybe we'll thank God once and we move on to our next petition. I just think we need to camp out in Thanksgiving. Thank the Lord. It opens, he delights in it. It opens his floodgates, I'm telling you. So I want to thank him for you and thank him for the mercy and all the answered prayers that are happening here. In fact, couple people written said, hey, I want to update you on Gabe, who's going in for a heart transplant. Doctor said everything went well, and so far his body is accepting the new heart. He's going to be going home soon. Thank you for all the prayers. I will light a candle and say a prayer for your intentions. Well, thank you very much. Congratulations. We'll continue to pray for you. Another person said, look, I had to mail in my original marriage certificate when I signed up for Medicare, and I sent it with a note and an SASE as instructed. It wasn't returned when I got my documents back. So I phoned them, and they said, we never got it. So they did search intensively. They even contacted the other related offices. So we prayed. We prayed the chaplain of divine mercy. 3 months later, which was last week, I got a call. Guess what? It was found, and it was returned. I am so thankful for the prayers. I'm especially thankful to St. Anthony. Thanks for praying, and may God bless everyone who prayed. I love that prayer because I often say that this chaplet, when we pray together, there's a weird charism where organ transplants aren't needed. We see cancer going away. But one of the things we always see is the loss being found, whether it's a silver or an amber alert or whether it's a kidnapping or even if it's lost car keys, wallet, IDs, or in this case, a marriage certificate. I just think it's so cool when those answered prayers come in, so I love it. All right, well, look, let's pray. Lots of petitions coming into some very serious intentions, and know that you're in our prayers. I want to pray for Peter Grandage. He's one of the intentions I want to bring to you today. He's a regular contributor to this program, maybe every other week, maybe every 2-3 weeks he stops by and gives us an update on what's happening in the economy and the world. He's having some real back problems, and I want to pray for anyone who's suffering from back problems today. Kay, if you're praying with me right now, I'm praying for you. This is a woman who's had chronic back pains for as long as I've known her. And unless you suffer from a back pain, unless you really know how debilitating it is, not being able to sit or to get up or to lay down in some cases, to bend over, to drive, It's crippling. So my heart goes out to anyone who is suffering from back pain. Peter, we're praying for you. Also had an intention for someone who's really, they're saying they feel like they're spiraling down into greater anxiety, and they're afraid this is going to turn into full-fledged depression. They've struggled with depression in the past, and I want to lift up anyone who has anxiety disorders, and I know they are crippling. They are robbing people of their future and of relationships and of really the mission God has created for them. And Lord, I just pray for the healing of anxiety and the lifting of that dark, heavy veil of depression from their lives. Let us pray, all right? We'll pray for you. If you're on hold, I'll get you. If you didn't get through on hold because the lines fill up, at Drew Mariani Show. Maggie's going to take your intention from Twitter, and she'll share it on the air. At Drew Mariani Show. You can follow me at Drew Mariani as well. It's a personal Twitter. It's always good to pray with you, though. Let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood of water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus is a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus is a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus is a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell on the third day. He arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. All right, let's take our first telephone call today from Kathy. She's praying with us in Madison, Wisconsin. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Drew. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
We have a son in California who was in a car accident last night about midnight.
Oh, no.
And he's... they're scheduling for surgery for multiple fractures, his pelvis and his femur for two. But he does have a brain bleed, so they're waiting to find out the status of the brain bleed, and they keep taking CAT scans. So right now his surgery has been delayed, and I really ask for everyone's prayers.
I am so sorry, Kathy. I just cannot even comprehend what you and your family is going through right now for your son. Now, I'm assuming you're going to be making your way out there. I want to pray for you.
Yes.
I want to pray especially for Nick right now. We'll pray for surgery. We got a little bit of time now. They delayed that surgery a little bit. We're going to pray for that brain bleed. And look, I want you to be at peace. I really want you to trust in these prayers right now. I've seen the fruit of them, and I think God sometimes allows me to see these things. My own nephew was in a violent car accident and had such terrible head trauma. You know, they never thought he'd walk or talk or be able to finish school. I told my sister, you know, you're going to need to put in ramps in the home. And it was a dark diagnosis. I often share the story. The doctors call him a miracle. We prayed the chaplet. I was on my knees that day. It was the 4th of July. Fireworks were going off in the back. And my wife and my kids, we prayed the chaplet over and over again. So we're going to pray for you now. All right. We're going to pray for good news, a prompt recovery. And I want to just pray for your peace and all that God has in store for you in the days ahead. It's difficult. These are the times that we can really trust. My nephew has graduated from a university with a degree in engineering and has a fantastic job today. And the physicians at CHOP, Children's Hospital in Philadelphia, wanted him to come in to talk to other parents just to give them hope. So it's not him. It's God. It's God's healing touch. It's God's mercy. And situations can seem impossible. Diagnoses can be threatening. All of these situations of our life, all the storms that are raging, they're under God's control. He knows what we're going through. He knows what you're going through. He can calm those storms. He can heal. He can resurrect. So, Lord, I ask you to be the hands of this surgeon. I pray for Nick. I pray for a prompt and total recovery. I pray for all those who are the victims of accident and tragedy. And, Lord, I just really ask that you hear these prayers today as your faithful children gather, as we pray, as we give you our needs and our wants. Manifest in visible ways your love and your mercy. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, our next call comes from Sylvia. She's listening to us in Cupertino, California. Hi, Sylvia. Thanks for praying with us.
Hi, Grant, Drew. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I have a praise report. My baby brother has high enough platelets that he's able to do chemotherapy today. So
praise
that's
God.
A praise.
Amen.
My hip is bothering me. We're praying for people with back problems. I'm really suffering. And my ex-husband had a stroke, and his sons are helping to take care of him. So mercy for the whole family. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, Sylvia. You hang in there. You know, yesterday I talked a little bit about the incredible life of St. Rosa Lima. And I often think of something that she said, because it seems like you're enduring a lot of constant pain. So many are. We all have issues, right? And they can be physical. They can be financial. They can be relational. St. Rosa Lima, who did these harsh penances I spoke about, said that without the burden of affliction, it's just impossible to reach the height of grace. The gift of grace increases as the struggle increases. The gift of grace increases as the struggle increases. So if you are really struggling right now, know that God is showering you. He's pouring his graces upon you. Open your heart, put your trust in him, and receive those graces. Don't squander those graces. So many people reject the grace that God so often wants to offer them. Lord, I pray for Sylvia right now. I pray for her hip especially. As you mitigate that pain, you bring her healing. I pray for her friend who needs healing from the stroke. I pray for all stroke victims, those with ambulatory problems, with speech problems, with cognitive problems right now, all the petitions that Sylvia put forward. And Lord, I just pray for that grace. Flood us with your graces today, and may our hearts be able to receive that. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, before we go to Linda, she's in Indiana, in Hammond, Indiana. Let me bring Maggie into the conversation. She, of course, is taking your intentions off of the Twitter account, at Drew Mariani Show. Please send me answered prayers as they come in to drew@relevantradio.com. Mark them answered prayer and send a couple lines. Don't forget, I'm going to Israel, right? I'm going to be heading to Israel in October. That's about probably 8 weeks away. And I will pray for you in so many of these holy and very anointed places. So I know a lot of those intentions have come in. I'll take the intentions that come in as well with me there, too. But Maggie, what can we pray for?
Yeah, Drew, Brett wrote to us and said, please pray for the outcome of a recent job interview. Please let the Lord's will be done. Brett from Ohio. Joseph wrote to us and said, please pray for my marriage. I need guidance. Let's see, who else do we have here? He's got a weird handle name, but he says, if I could add an intention for today, my stepfather had a CT scan revealing a tumor in his pancreas that might have spread to his liver. Prayers that it isn't cancerous and that surgeons and doctors can efficiently deal with it and that God's presence would be with him. Another user wrote to us and said, we need divine intervention in this country, praying for Joe Biden. Amen. And for our leaders. Christine wrote to us and said, please pray for Bob's soul. His family wants to scatter his ashes all over the country. He was a faithful Catholic. We're all dismayed over it. And Maria wrote to us and said, please pray for Jolissa Fuentes, who's been missing for a few weeks already. May God return her to her family soon.
Wow. All right. Well, let's trust in this power of this prayer again. We've seen so many missing people returned to their loved ones as a result of this. And Lord, I lift up all of those intentions, especially for the family who's lost a loved one like that. Can't imagine that. I mean, that's a constant torture. It's an unrelenting torture. And Lord, I pray for those who are being human trafficked, those who are in prostitution. I want to pray for those family members who've got loved ones that are on the street or who have no one right now. I lift them up. I pray for our Ohio listener, for that job. His prayer was perfect. He didn't pray he got the job. He prayed for God's will. And I want to re-echo that, Lord. If it's not this job, open the perfect opportunity for him. And I pray for those underemployed, not making enough money, those unemployed, those who so desperately need to find the right job. And Lord, for those who just are in need of your providence, who struggle so deeply. So I give you all these intentions that we've heard there. We unite them together as we bring Linda into our third decade. Hi, yes. Linda.
Hi.
Hi, go right ahead, Linda.
Oh, thank you for your ministry, Drew. I have two praise reports.
Oh, great. I love those.
Yeah. My friend Pat, she had four blockages removed from her arteries,
wow,
her heart, and a little over a week ago, and she's home now, and she's,
oh, wow,
well.
Praise
and
God.
And then my daughter, yeah, praise God. Thank you for your ministry. And my daughter, Mary, was really looking for a job, and I've been praying so hard for her, wow, with all the prayer warriors, and she finally found a job to keep a roof over her head and,
oh,
her son.
That's great. And that brings you a lot of peace to your heart, too, I'm sure. I know your prayers are powerful. Linda, thank you for those answered prayers. Let's pray for you, too, okay, for all those needs that you have. I know you didn't voice anything, but, Lord, I add, Linda, you know her intimately. You know every hair in her head. And I just give you her heart with all those intentions that I know she prays for, and I know how moved you are by her prayers. So I thank you for these answered prayers, for the recovery of health, especially from heart surgery. I pray for all those with coronary issues. I pray for those, again, looking for work. I give you thanks for those perfect jobs and opportunities. For those who have jobs, Lord, those who have works, we give you thanks for that. And I just unite now these intentions with those who cry out to you as we pray, Eternal Father. We offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Al is praying with us in Green Bay. Hey, Al.
Hi, Drew. I appreciate the call. I have a friend of mine. I used to do volunteer work at church, and he's a Vietnam veteran, and he has stomach cancer right now due to Agent Orange.
Wow.
And it's tough.
Yeah.
He loses his hair and that kind of stuff, and he still does volunteer work at church. And another thing too, Drew, I want to tell you that I tried to call a while back. my wife had a biopsy, and everything turned out good. But what happened, my phone went what the heck? And I couldn't tell you how grateful we were that everything turned out good.
That's so great. Well, I'm so happy to hear that. God knows our prayers. Clearly, I'm grateful for your answer to prayer with your wife. But let's pray for that friend with stomach cancer. I want to pray for all of our vets, all of those who serve our nation and serve in law enforcement, first responders. Lord, just for protection over them. I pray for those battling cancer. That's a wretched cancer, stomach cancer. I just ask you to touch this man, Lord. Mitigate it and bring healing. I pray for those with PTSD. And I give you Al. We thank you for the recovery of his wife. We ask for health and protection and providence on him and for all of his intentions. I gather together all who are on hold, all united with me now in prayer. And Heavenly Father, we beg you hear our personal prayers as we pray, Eternal Father. We offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. Well, see if I can. I don't know if time-wise I might be able to grab a few extra calls, but we'll go to Charles first. He's in Las Vegas, Nevada. Charles, good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. Thanks for taking my call. I'm calling on behalf of Maria. She was diagnosed with stage 3 cancer a couple of years ago. She was treated with surgery, chemo, radiation, and then subsequent to that had a recurrence, then started another round of chemo. And now which seemed to work fairly well, and now she has another recurrence of the cancer, and she's in the midst of her third cycle. And we have an appointment with her physician tomorrow, so we're hoping for the best that things are improving once again, but we need your prayers, please.
No, you got it, Charles. Hang in there. All right, brother, we are going to pray right now for Marie. And Lord, I just pray for all who have cancer, all those who are being diagnosed, all those who are going through treatment. But I want to pray in a special way for those that love them. It is such a cancer on the heart and on the soul. And I just ask you, fortify them. I ask you, strengthen them. I ask you, give them every grace and blessing that they can see your hand through this entire process. And Lord, I always pray for healing. I always pray for those miraculous answers to prayer. I ask that they be signs of the power of this prayer and the promises of this chaplet. For you told St. Faustina, every soul believing and trusting in my mercy will obtain it. So, Lord, we trust in your mercy. I give you Charles and all of his intentions. Janice is going to join us on this final decade as well. She's in San Diego. Hi, Janice. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Drew.
My
son has a custody of my granddaughter, and they have lived with us for the past 3.5 years. Mm-hmm. And he sent her back in the summer to visit her mother, who has no custody rights, and she has absconded with her, and we don't know where she is. And our attorneys are thinking that this is, you know, a kidnapping case, and we're just kind of beside ourselves and praying that the Lord will help us find her and bring her back safely. Without having to spend, you know, oodles and oodles of money on legal costs.
Wow. So, Janice, is this your first granddaughter or first grandchild? Do you have others?
I have two others that are younger, but this is my first granddaughter. Yes,
Jesus.
She's 13 and a half.
It's such a special thing. I know what you must be going through as a grandparent. Let's pray. Let's pray right now. Again, this is this chaplet, I just believe so powerfully, so completely, and we hear so many answered prayers. Especially for those missing and lost. And here's another one of those cases we kind of started talking about that. Lord, I ask that this child be returned, that she's safe. I pray for her mother. I pray for Janice's son in particular, And I just ask in a special way for this relationship, but that this child can be reunited with this family who so deeply loves her. And we ask you, hear these prayers very, very quickly. You know, Janice, the Lord told St. Faustina, those who trust in his mercy, right? He says, all of your affairs will be mine, that your enemies will be shattered at the base of my footstool. So right now, Lord, I pray against those enemies, and I just pray for safe passage and return, and I pray for all now praying with me. We trust in your mercy. We thank you for your mercy. We know you hear these prayers, and I pray finally in thanksgiving for all the things that are now set in motion to bring about the fulfillment of these prayers. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us so that in difficult moments, we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Palestine,
pray for us.
Our Lady Reconciler of Peoples and Nations,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint Faustina,
pray for us.
Saint John Paul II,
pray for us.
Saint Bartholomew,
pray for us.
Saint Peregrine,
pray for us.
Saint Jose Maria Escriva,
pray for us.
Saint Anthony, patron of missing things, of lost things,
pray for us.
And all you angels and saints,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much for praying with me. I can't tell you how powerful this prayer is. I am convinced God's at work, and that great things are coming. He hears every prayer, and he brings good out of every situation. Hey, stay with me when we return. I want to lighten it up a little bit. We're going to have a great conversation. I want to talk about basically 150 things, you know, people, places, things you never knew were Catholic. And what do the Beatles have to do with that? How about cheese, pretzels, coffee, or chocolate, right? What about, oh, I don't know, the Big Bang or eyeglasses or the fax machine, or how about the Alamo? There's a lot to get into. We'll take a look at that and a whole lot more. Stay with me.
Tweet us your prayer intention anytime on Twitter at Drew Mariani Show.
We receive hundreds of your phone calls every day, all thanks to the Catholic Order of Foresters studio line. Our sponsor offers flexible life insurance and annuities. Visit relevantradio.com/Forester today. An Illinois Life Insurance Society, not available in all states.
Why do you love being Catholic?
I think that the main thing is the Eucharist. I just love the church and just the Catholic faith, being having the true presence of our Lord Jesus, receiving him in communion and adoration.
Because it's home. It's I think for me, every time I'm lost, it's where I belong. Every time I feel sad, it gives me the greatest joy.
You're listening to The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
It's audio from a man on the street. He interviewed students on a Catholic campus about why they love being Catholic. Why do you love being Catholic? Are you proud of your faith? I do. I love being a Catholic. I am so glad, and by the grace of God, that I was born into the Catholic faith. I know so many people have pursued truth. They've pursued knowledge. They've made the journey. And when they sought the truth, it has led them into the Catholic Church. If you are away from the Catholic Church, I invite you to come home, revisit it. Maybe you had a bad experience with a priest. Maybe it was a bad confession. Maybe you didn't like the teaching. Maybe you misunderstood it. I invite you to get the confession. Just go there. It'll transform your life. Trust me. You will encounter Christ only hidden by that priest. And if you're not Catholic, I invite you to pursue the Catholic Church. Maybe you listen to Relevant. Maybe you know there's something more out there. And maybe the Holy Spirit's at work on your heart. Maybe he's speaking to you right now. All you have to do is contact any Catholic church or any other Catholic organizations out there. There's a group called Catholics Come Home. They do wonderful work. Just do a quick search on the online. You'll find some great resources out there. But I invite you to check out the Rite of Catholic Initiation, RCIA, at local parishes. You don't have to become Catholic, but you can sit in, you can listen, you can ask questions about what the faith is all about, and maybe you'll discover something that you're missing, you know? And so I invite you to check it out. I think you'll find a beauty in the faith, and above all, you'll find a treasure in the graces that are available to you in the sacraments, and they're not found really anywhere else. So it's good to be here with you this afternoon, and because I love my Catholic faith, I stumbled across a book. I actually got to see one of the drafts of it. I cannot wait to actually get the hard copy of this. If you could see where I broadcast out of, and you know, I've got bookshelves with all sorts of books, right? And there's a wide spectrum of books from, you know, science to health to, you know, faith to politics, you name it. There's a big diversity of books. But some of my favorite books are the one I'm about to tell you about. You can grab a pen and paper. You might want this too. It's called 150 Things You Didn't Know Were Catholic, right? And I love this because when I discover somebody's a Catholic or that Olivia Newton-John went to Mass, or, I mean, it's like, oh, that's cool. I didn't know that. There are a lot of common things you use every day. There's a lot of sayings you utter. There's a lot of people, I think, that you hear about, right? And you think nothing of them. Eyeglasses, for example, right? Do you wear eyeglasses? Most people do. Millions of people wear them, and, you know, they can be a fashion statement. But did you know that they were invented back in the 13th century? The actual inventor is anonymous, but the speculation is that he just wanted to make money off his invention, but he didn't count on, what he did count on was a Dominican friar, and there was a physicist friend who came across those spectacles and began to promote them. Father Alessandro della Spina even preached about them. And then the fax machine's another one of those things that, it revolutionized business. This is before, like, email became popular, right? Remember buying a fax machine? I had my own business at the time. I spent $2,000 on a fax machine. I remember $2,000. The technology was out, but you didn't have to mail something. It'd get there instantly. It was kind of cool. You can't even buy one today. They're just antiquated, right? But I don't know if you know that. It was a Catholic priest named Giovanni Caselli who first perfected a way to transmit an image from one place to another. Your Bluetooth connections, they have a Catholic connection. They were actually developed by a Swedish company called Ericsson, and it was named after that Viking king, Harald of Denmark, whose nickname was Bluetooth and who spread the faith. So it goes on and on. There's 150 of these, and I thought we'd invite the author to join us today to share a little bit of some of these wonderful stories and make you proud to be Catholic. His name's Jay Cobb, and he took the time, and I'm glad he did, to compile a bunch of these into a book. It's available, I believe, from our Sunday Visitor. It's called 150 People, Places, and Things You Never Knew Were Catholic, and I think you can get it by going to osv.com. Grab a pen. I'll confirm that with Jay, who joins me now. Jay, good to have you with me. Good afternoon.
Hi. Thanks, Drew. You can order from OSV, go to their website. You can find on their websites easy enough, or you can just Google OSV and JCOP and book. And it's also available at commercial outlets, their online sites like Target and Barnes & Noble and so forth. So, right, it's just been published. Yeah, so
that's awesome. Hey, Jay, what was the impetus behind this? I mean, what made you to – I mean, we look at a lot of different Catholic things. I had no idea. Some of the things on your list from – chocolate to the Beatles. I mean, we could talk about a million things here.
Yeah.
You know, have this Catholic connection, if you will. What hooked you? What made you decide to put it all down in writing? I love the idea.
Yeah. Well, I call these stories hiding in plain sight. The stories are out there. I did not discover these stories, find a secret treasure trove of information. So I work for the Catholic press. So I work for the Diocesan Paper in Chicago. When you work for the Catholic press, you see the world through a spiritual lens. You're kind of immersed in these stories. You get them from Catholic News Service, Catholic magazines. If you read the secular paper, which is fine for what it does, but you might read about Krista McAuliffe, of course, the teacher astronaut. So she died horrifically in the tragedy in space. And you could read profile of her in the secular paper, and, you know, the praise for her heroism, what a good person she was. But you might never know she's Catholic, that she was a devout Catholic, that she had a relative who was a priest. She went to Catholic school. She took her faith seriously. So there's a whole other way of looking at the world, that people who are Catholic, they're animated by their faith. You might read a profile of them in a secular magazine or newspaper and never know they were Catholic. It's an animating influence in their life, but they were, and the stories are out there, and I found these stories and put them all together in one book.
Well, I love it. You know, what was your favorite story? Give me one of your top three, if you would.
Well, you know, I love the Beatles. I love pop culture. I'm like everybody else, and I've listened to them for years and years, and I had no idea that, you know, two of them were baptized Catholics, George and Paul. They weren't practicing Catholics, but they were influenced by their faith. They grew up in Catholic households. If you listen to Beatles lyrics, you know, you can't call them the Catholic band. That's a stretch. Right. But there are Catholic influences. There's spirituality in their music, especially George as a solo artist. There's a lot of religion there. You know, he went toward Eastern mysticism. He went to India, led the band to India, So he wasn't a Catholic, but, you know, there's that spiritual influence that the church had on him. You know, Paul McCartney, the song Let It Be, and some people call that the greatest spiritual rock song ever.
I love
and
it.
Let It
favorites.
Be, yeah, kind of Thy Will Be Done, you know. And, you know, Mother Mary comes to me. And the truth is, you know, he lost his mother at an early age, and it was a devastating impact on him. His mother was named Mary, and years later, when he was a songwriter, he had a dream that his mom came to him in his dream. And, you know, he had his troubles, Paul did, despite his success. Mm-hmm. His mother said, "Let it be," in his dream, and that's how the song came about. And in fact, a lot of people assume the song is about the Blessed Mother. It's not, but Paul has been quoted as saying, "I'm fine if people want to think of the Blessed Mother. It gives them comfort. That's perfectly okay with me." So it is a song that gives spiritual solace to a lot of people.
Well, I love it. I think that's a fascinating theme.
There's book after book about the Beatles, and this is my book. You could read book after book about the Beatles. You could read story after story, magazine story, and you'll never discover their spirituality, because that's not the focus of the story. You know, the focus is on their success, their songs.
Music.
But this is the side of the Beatles that's rarely looked at. Exactly.
Well, I'll tell you, hold the thought, Jay, because when we come back, there's so much more to get into. If you're just joining me, there's a book out there I'm looking forward to actually receiving. I don't have the hard copy. I got a sneak peek at it. It's called 150 People, Places and Things You Never Knew Were Catholic. How about beer? How about fruitcake? How about oranges, lemons, and limes? What about hospitals or the mechanical clock? I mean, the list goes on. The Liberty Bell. Love to talk about that. The Alamo. so many more. Stay with me.
Catholic Order of Foresters, the sponsor of our studio line, is hiring today with several positions throughout the U.S. Visit relevantradio.com/forester to learn more about how you can find your vocation with COF, an Illinois Life Insurance Society, not licensed in all states.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
That's one of the all-time great songs. I love that. Written, of course, it's a classic Beatles song, Let It Be. And if you're just joining me, I'm talking to Jay Kopp, who sharing just a little bit of Catholic trivia that... Of course, Paul McCartney, and who was the other one? Was it George? He said George Harrison. Both Catholics, baptized Catholics at least. I had the opportunity to interview Don McLean, who was the author or the artist behind the song Bye Bye Miss American Pie, or American Pie. I don't know what the actual title is, but I was disappointed when I interviewed him, Jay, because he was baptized Catholic, but I think he's left the faith. I invited him back. I said to him on the air, I said, why don't you come back? I think he's Buddhist or something like that. So it's kind of sad. Hey, my guest Jay Kopp wrote a book called 150 People, Places, and Things You Never Knew Were Catholic. We're talking about some of them. Some of those are musicians. You know, some of those you may not know. Kelly Ripa's on the air. She's a Catholic. Bill Murray, of course. Many of you are familiar with, so many of the other greats that are out there, John Wayne and Grace Kelly. I want to talk to you about another television personality most people don't know is Catholic, Barney. All right? Yeah. A lot of kids grew up watching Barney. And some people might find it annoying. Some people, might say, well, how's Barney Catholic? Fill us in on the backstory on Barney and what the Catholic connection on that stuffed purple dinosaur was.
Yeah. Right. So of course, Barney's not Catholic, but there's a strong Catholic connection to the show. So Barney was the brainchild of a devout Catholic. His name is Richard Leach. So he was from Chicago, and he studied at Loyola University in Chicago. And he always credited the Jesuits there for his strong moral vision. So, he got married. He had 9 kids, and he ran a communications firm. It produced books and posters for a Catholic audience. So he was very interested in all things Catholic. So he took a visit to CC in 1987. That led to an interest in St. Francis. That led to a musical based on the saint's life. So in the early 90s, his daughter-in-law and him were both kind of dismayed at children's entertainment. They thought it was very coarse. So they had the idea to come up with children's entertainment that was more wholesome, and that's where Barney came about. So he actually financed the first 3 videos with money out of his own pocket, $700,000. So Barney debuted in 1992. It was a big success. So it eventually aired in more than a dozen nations, and it became part of the cultural landscape. So it's a show with solid values and the devout Catholic behind him. And there's more to Leach's story. So in 95, he did a story on PBS called Wishbone. So it's a show for kids. So it's a show about a dog that reimagined great works of literature. But again, his Catholic faith played a part. So he did shows on Joan of Arc, Our Lady of Guadalupe, and so forth. So whenever he could, he took his art and he sprinkled it with his Catholic imagination. So he also did a 5-hour documentary on the Second Vatican Council called The Faithful Revolution. He started a company to help his dyslexic son. Wow. So he did a lot of good in his life, and he died of a heart attack in 2001. He was 73 years old.
Wow, that's amazing. I did not know that. I know a lot of kids still today enjoy Barney. Hey, I want to talk to you also just about the Liberty Bell. I find that to be, and our founding fathers, of course, Charles Carroll, so many others, played such significant roles in our nation's history, Maryland, but But the Liberty Bell, and I lived outside of the city of Philadelphia most of my life. I mean, it's the city of brotherly love. I've been to the Liberty Bell a couple times. I had no idea there was a Catholic connection. What's the story behind the Liberty Bell?
Yeah, now the Liberty Bell is commonly misunderstood. So the Liberty Bell is commonly associated with the Revolution, 1776. Of course, we associate that. It's in Philadelphia. But actually, so Pennsylvania was founded as a colony for religious freedom, founded by William Penn. And so the Liberty Bell was cast in 1751, well before the Revolution. So the Liberty Bell actually commemorated religious freedom in Philadelphia. Now, the Catholic connection is, in Philadelphia, this is hard to believe, but in 1733, when St. Joseph Church was established, it was the single place in the entire English-speaking world where Mass was permitted by law. So that's how persecuted Catholics were. So Catholics had a heavy presence in Philadelphia. So that's what the Liberty Bell stood for, was religious freedom. So it's a complicated story because what happened was, the Liberty Bell actually cracked, so they made a second bell called the Sister Bell. So eventually the Sister Bell found its way to a parish founded by the Augustinians in Philadelphia. And this, again, is where the story intersects with Catholics. So this church was St. Augustine. It was the city's largest church, 3,000 Catholics. So Catholic immigrants were streaming into Philadelphia, and this was a time where there was a nativist moment. Catholics were persecuted, and at some point there was a terrible riot where the church was burned down. The nativists.
Yeah, believe it or not, we just lost Jay's connection. My apology for that. Jay Kopp, if you are just listening, compiled a bunch of these types of stories regarding items that you did not know were Catholic, 150 things you didn't know were Catholic. They include people, places, and things. One of those, of course, the Liberty Bell there. And I only have a moment or two left, and I think Jay is back with us. So let me just pick him up. I want to make sure you grab a pen and paper, because I want you to get the book. And if you want it, just do a search for it and find it at osv.com. Jay, sorry, we lost you towards the end of what you were saying there. Give us a last sentence or two, if you don't mind.
The Liberty Bell was in the Catholic Church, and the nativists burned down the church, and the bell was destroyed. So in a couple of years, the bell was recast, and this so-called Sister Bell ended up at Villanova College.
Yep.
So until 1917, excuse me, it hung in a locust tree, and it used to call the students to class. And now this historic bell is displayed at Villanova University in a building on the campus.
Well, I love it. We've got a lot to talk about in the future, and maybe I can bring you back to talk about the dollar bill and so many other things, cheese and chocolate and so many other celebrities and so many scientists. It's an amazing work. I want to thank you for it. And again, if people want to get it, is it just released or where are we? How is it available at osv.com? I know that. Is it fresh off the presses?
Yeah, you can pre-order it right at OSV. It's published in a week or so.
Okay, good.
Right.
Well, we're ahead of the curve then. I like that. Get some pre-orders in. All right, osv.com. Yeah. And check out the book. You'll be glad you did. Hey, thank you, Jay, for being
with us. Thank
you. We'll have to have you back, too, even around Christmas. I know you write some interesting Christmas Catholic connections, too, and I think that's really great to have. People don't know that. But maybe we'll have you back in a couple weeks to talk a little bit more.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks. Keep up your good work.
Okay.
That's Jay Kopp. And, again, check out the book. This is one. I can't wait till they print it because it will go onto my spiritual library, 150 places, 150 people, places, and things you never knew were Catholic. So do a quick search for that, and it will hopefully it'll pop up. Jay Kopp, C-O-P-P, is the author of it, and might be good for the parish, might be good to read just one little thing every night or share with the family. It's great trivia. I think it's kind of cool. A lot more to get into. For example, the patron saint of the internet, why he was designated to be the patron saint. The dollar bill, You know, I often think when I look at the dollar bill of Masonic connections, then of Catholic connections, but there is a Catholic connection there. So much more to look at. So we'll get into that. Hey, when I return, I also want to share with you developments that are now unfolding. We're going to speak to a climatologist. I've been following this story for you, and I'll continue to do so, where we are seeing the Colorado River. Experts are saying it's on the verge of collapse. That would affect multiple states on the West Coast. The Jordan River, the river where Jesus Christ was baptized, that is in decline. I just saw some aerial footage of it. Stunning. The Yangtze River, that's over in China, just revealed an old Buddhist shrine. And even the Danube, what a beautiful river, right? Just gave up some of its secrets, revealed some sunken Nazi ships. Of course, Lake Mead giving up its dead. We'll take a look at what's happening when I return. Stay with me.